In order to identify society's needs from research on food and health, the ImproFood project organised a European open space conference in Brussels with the title How Can We Shape the Future of Research in Food and Health? Ludger Benighaus from Dialogic, one of the partners in the ImproFood consortium, explains the methodology.
Open space technology is invented nearly 30 years ago in the States. The insight was that coffee breaks and discussions during conferences are so fruitful. So we have chosen this open space conference in Brussels as well. So we did not provide any agenda beforehand. So I've given the guests the chance to take a microphone and to raise and start a workshop themselves. Then self-organized, the people moved to separate rooms and they started moderating, facilitating these workshops. And at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we have had the chance to wrap up and to brief a conclusion. We had around 70 people from 18 countries, and among the participants, there are some from industry, mostly from academia, senior researchers, as well as the young researchers, some people from the public authorities around Europe, and of course some from food associations linked to NGOs as well as to industry. So a good mixture of all. 18 workshop titles have been pinned up at the bulletin board. One was education development about food and health. The other one was nutritional guidelines in the future and labeling. One or two workshops dealt with eating patterns and the topic, why do we eat what we eat and how can we influence it? Another point is animal welfare. Two workshops dealt with the involvement of citizens and a closer cooperation between industry and NGOs. And last but not least, one workshop deals with the question of how can organic food contribute to health? My impression is that the people listen to each other, they have had interesting and exciting discussion, and they enjoyed listening to experiences, especially from other countries. At the beginning of our open space workshop, I asked all hosts and the workshop participants to report. So, well, experience exchange and discussion is important, needless to say. But if we do not put that down and all the ideas, it is just out of the window. Now it's our responsibility to put that together and to report. With this material, we can see patterns. We can see some issues that came up several times. And this gives an indication of what was important for these 70 guests that we have. Out of this, we can work out recommendations to give to the European Commission as well as to other funders of research in food and health.
The coordinator of the project, Klaus Hartwiger from Hauenheim University, explains what ImproFood is all about and how the results from the Open Space Conference contribute to reaching the aims of the project.
The European project ImproFood has the ambitious goal to find out with bottom-up processes what European citizens, stakeholders, specialists from industry, research and public services think about the future in research in health and food. The project is structured along three main lines. The first line would be to look at the stakeholders or the responsible people who are engaged in research programming. Research programming means how research is structured, what will be researched, and who has big influence on the topics that are researched. The second line of ImproFood is to provide empirical evidence. What do people really want to have? Is that in line with what is being researched, or is there something different they want to have? Are there differences, are there similarities? And the third line would be the bringing together of the findings and formulating policy recommendations and methodological advice to policymakers and other interested parties so future research on these can be facilitated and made of better quality. The Open Space Conference would be part of the empirical field research of the second line to really ask people what they want to have, what their visions are, what they like, what they don't like in today's research and how they imagine the future to be.
We asked some of the participants about their impressions of the Open Space Conference in Brussels.
I attended a workshop on sustainable agriculture and what it means in terms of technologies and policies. It was very interesting to sit at a table with different stakeholders coming from different fields of knowledge and different organizations, different countries. Then you could really see people trying to bring on the table what they care about with regards to health and food. It's sure that it is a technique that empowers people.
I actually hosted my own session, which was on understanding the role of the private sector in developing and implementing research agendas. We spoke about whether there is a role for business to play in setting research and whether they are welcome in that role. I found that session interesting because a wide range of views. Not everyone was comfortable with the role of business. And some people, while they were eager to engage business, did not have any sense of how to do that systematically.
I attended the discussion of how to ensure that agriculture is sustainable. I'm amazed how well it works and people have ownership and how engaged people are. I think it's a good concept.
I went to Why We Eat What We Eat. What surprised me was that many of the scientists in the room said we don't really know what food is healthy. We can't come to an agreement about that.
I participate in biotechnology and the application of nanotechnology and also the opportunity to utilize this technology to encapsulate flavors or essential nutrients.
I attended the two workshops, one in changing eating patterns in populations. The other was about educating children. It was interesting to hear what is existing in other countries and what they are doing in changing lifestyle and nutrition, because also in Israel, it's a great problem. Obesity, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and how to combat this.
First one was about animal welfare, animal breeding and creating food. And I was a bit concerned about how we are creating food for consumers. So that's why I raised this point. So we came up with three or four important issues that would be addressed for environmental impacts of course, animal treatment, welfare, healthy food, because we are giving them to actually what we are going to eat later as well.
For the session on sustainable agriculture, it was interesting to hear from the different stakeholders, some of them who have a fairly idealistic view and want to focus on only the perfect functioning, most natural and sustainable system, regardless of whether that is capable of feeding the world. And some people who are almost the exact opposite and are interested only in whatever the most cost-effective way is to feed the most people.
Representing research funders and research performer, I was interested in the need of research. And I learned actually from this workshop that there is a strong need of research in, for example, how to better produce organic food, how to reuse waste for recycling, and also that new business models are needed.
We also asked the participants about their ideas on how to shape the future of food and health research and about the topics they think should be addressed.
I think in order to shape the future of health and food in research, we should really look at the role of public funding in terms of bridging stakeholders with researchers. If you think of small farmers or SMEs, they don't have neither the capacity nor the time to deal with research, but still it's key to future development, new technologies or new processes.
I think the topic on food and health covers a lot of fields. We discussed sustainability and how we sustain food for global citizens. This, of course, is also linked to the fact that food has to be healthy, but also to biodiversity and climate change. And it's, of course, a very difficult topic.
What I find to be important is changing behaviors and making it easy for people to change behaviors. They need to know what those right behaviors are, but it also needs to be easy for them to change those behaviors. We know that people will eat more food if they have a big plate to put it on, and they will feel less satiated if they have the same amount on that big plate as on the little plate. So there's things we know about human behavior that we need to start using and use wisely.
We believe it's important to get companies engaged to be able to identify what information they need to then actually make investments which will have impact. The reason why this is so important is because often what you see is that research which is conducted and may be very valuable research just ends up sitting on a research library somewhere. It doesn't end up finding its way into new products or programs or policies.